I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In that rejoin from Shane Reardon, and thank you for being with us, McNeil and Parkins on the score. I'm Danny Parkins. Mac will be back tomorrow. The segment brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Firestone Complete Auto Care, keeping cars running newer, longer. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. You heard some from Jeremy Roenick and some from Dan Carcillo. Dan Carcillo joins me in studio. And suffice it to say, they have differing views on what we're going to spend the next, half hour or so talking about. But I really appreciate you coming in because you have a hell of a story to tell, and I'm looking forward to working our way through it here. So thank you, first of all, for coming in studio today.
You're welcome.
So I'm just going to read your bio from Twitter, and you can follow Dan Carcillo at CarBombBoom13. Two-time Stanley Cup winner, mental health and concussion advocate, owner of TPD Hockey, and the founder of the Chapter 5 Foundation. The first few things there are self-explanatory, but can you tell people about TPD Hockey and the Chapter 5 Foundation and what you're kind of doing in your post-hockey career?
So we started off with TPD Hockey being Illinois' first hockey-specific off-ice facility. We've since then grown into a place that trains the brain, the mind first, and then the body. And so we have a cognitive brain training room. We have we've partnered with the Carrick Institute. I'm going down next week to finalize everything. But we've been able to in the year and a half that, or excuse me, the 7 months that we've been open, I've been able to figure out all the gyms focus on the body first, right? And I research a lot of high operators, and everybody says 80% psychological, 20% mechanics. So I want to be a gym that trains the mind, because through the gym, I've learned a lot through struggle, through pain. And what I've learned is that my mind controls my body. My body does not dictate what my mind thinks and the emotions I put to it. So I just try to teach kids that. I try to teach kids and the youth what I learned at 25 years old, which is spirituality, which is just, you know, staying in the moment. And like I just reiterated, the mind controls the body, not the other way around.
And your Chapter 5 Foundation is doing great work, but can you give people background on yourself? Because they know you as the tough guy, the enforcer, two-time cup champion for the Hawks, but why this issue became so personal for you?
My friend Steve Monitor's death had a really big impact and continues to have a really big impact on my life. Chapter 5 is about helping guys transition into life after the game. With transition, a lot of people get confused with my concussion advocacy, the traumatic brain injury work that I do, and it's definitely a part of transition. If you have sustained multiple or a traumatic brain injury and you're experiencing post-concussive symptoms when you're out of the league, the answer isn't to just push somebody into a job, right? We need to figure out, number one, who you are away from the sport. And number two, if you need treatment, not everybody needs treatment, but if you need help to get those traumatic brain injuries properly diagnosed and treated, because they've gone undiagnosed and untreated throughout your professional career, that's the first thing we need to do. If you're experiencing problems from anxiety, depression, you don't know where they're coming from, it's most likely from the untreated and undiagnosed traumatic brain injuries that you've sustained in the League of Denial, which is the NHL. The NHLPA is non-existent. They are compliant. That really fired me up, that intro with JR. And I've called a truce with Jeremy. You know, I mean, we've spoken through text, and I agreed to leave their network alone. But the only point I wanted to make with going after NHL on NBC, NHL on NBC, NHL PA, the NHL network, if the first three letters are NHL, you're going to get the same archaic message, right? Which is, we do not believe that you need treatment for a traumatic brain injury. We do not believe in seeing a link between traumatic brain injuries and CTE when all the other professional sports leagues have come out and said that. The MLS, MLB, and the NFL. So that's why I move forward with that narrative that this is the only league, the only professional sports league that continues to deny it. And because they deny it, they're killing people. They're killing people.
When you say stuff like that, people will feel, oh, that's inflammatory. This is a quote from the commissioner of the National Hockey League. The science regarding CTE, including on the asserted link to concussions that you referenced, remains nascent, particularly with respect to causes of CTE and whether it can be diagnosed by specific clinical symptoms. A casual link between concussions and CTE has not been demonstrated. The relationship between concussion and the asserted clinical symptoms of CTE remains unknown. I assume that angers you.
Why are there emails from 1997 that have come out in the concussion lawsuit detailing Bill Daly, communication between Bill Daly and Gary Bettman and Colin Campbell? Colin Campbell, who has a son, Gregory Campbell, who I've personally, I'm not saying this with pride, I've personally been in many fights with him throughout my career, and I know I gave him a traumatic brain injury. And if he looks at his son, he knows who his son was when he was 14, before he started playing in junior and before he had all of these undiagnosed, untreated concussions, and then he goes into his NHL career and does the same thing. If I'm the head of, what's his title now, Colin Campbell, business ops? I don't even know. I don't care. If I'm in a position of power with the NHL to make change and I see my son suffering from that stuff, this is the reason I'm doing this, because I will not stand by and let Steve Monitor's son, who's only 4 months younger than my son, I won't stand by and have them grow up in a world where they don't have the information. This is my fight, because we didn't have the information, but apparently the NHL did. In 1997, there's emails detailing, we got to get these guys to stop fighting, to stop hitting each other with their bare knuckles in their heads because they're committing suicide, they're having suicidal thoughts, they're suffering from anxiety, depression. We have to do something about this. 1997. My first year in the league, my first full year was 2007. 10 years later, this is my fight. Like, people get it twisted online, and that's okay. And I'm not going to change my handle. My handle's CarbombBoom13, and that's just who I am. I mean, with how passionate I am about this, it is a fight. This is a fight. There's two sides to the coin. There's Jeremy Roenick, who works for NHL on NBC. And then there's me, who's trying to save lives, who I believe I saved my own life a week and a half ago by going down to the clinic, the Plasticity Brain Center in Orlando, Florida, with Nick Boynton and Andrew Alberts, three lives saved. There's another guy.
Tell people, if they don't know, what you guys did when you went down to the clinic and why you're saying you saved your life.
We got treatment. We got treatment for a traumatic brain injury. So really, really quick, Andrew Alberts, that was his 76th doctor that he went to see. 76th. And I'll tell you why. Because you have to diagnose a traumatic brain injury on five different levels. There's your autonomic concussion, which regulates your blood pressure, your heart rate from going from sitting to standing. There is your vestibular concussion, which has to do with your eyes, your eye system, and also your earlobe fluid. So it has to do with your balance. There's your ocular, which is pretty self-explanatory. That's just the tracking of your eyes. And a lot of people experience neck pain because your eyes work on a degree scale. One of the first things to shut down when you have a traumatic brain injury is not only your frontal lobes, but your eyes. And then what happens, especially with hockey players, having to track nine other people on the ice and a puck? What
sure.
happens? Your neck overcompensates. Then there's your affect concussion, which ties into your vestibular and ocular system. They also test that. And then there's your cognitive concussion. Which when I went to the clinic a week and a half ago, My whole left side of my body was being shut down by my brain because I was right brain injured. Everything works unilaterally. So the reason I say all this is because the plasticity brain center checks all five, and then the sixth step is to make you a personalized program, not to to treat the condition in the person, but to treat the person with the condition. So everybody gets their own program. Zero pharmaceuticals. Zero. NHL won't like to hear that. Because then the doctors can't make
answer.
Any money. Nah, you can't make any money if you're not over-prescribing people, right?
What type of medication were you on when you were playing?
Let me finish that. Finish this. That's okay.
No, you got time.
So they look at those five things, then they make you a personalized program. And some doctors, like in our Andrew Albert's case, and in a lot of these guys' cases who call me, they go to all these different doctors because some can check two, right? Some can check maybe three. If you're lucky, somebody might even be able to check four,
okay,
four of those concussions, but they're not checking all five, like the Plasticity Brain Center in Orlando. Ted Carrick of the Carrick Institute is a genius. He is the godfather of diagnosing and treating concussions. Traumatic brain injuries is now what they're called. And I just want to make this last point about traumatic brain injuries. It's not the blackout concussions anymore. The research shows that if you have a house that is on the edge of a cliff and you're receiving multiple hits to the head that go undiagnosed and untreated, even if they're mild traumatic brain injuries, what happens to the cliff if you keep digging at it? What happens to the house? It falls. And that's what you see happening.
It's the subconcussive hits, right? It's the repeated hits to the head as opposed to necessarily the one big blow.
Exactly. And then you have, you know, I mean, there's so many symptoms that come along with being undiagnosed and untreated. And
so that's why people will say, okay, you play hockey, you play a violent game, you get hit in the head. What did you think would happen? But you didn't sign up for what happened.
What do you think would happen? Did I know? If they would have told me my last year when I was making minimum, if they would have explained to me, you're now at risk for early onset dementia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease, anxiety, depression, suicide, I would have probably thought twice. Because what nobody knows in the NHL is that there's escrow. You know what escrow is?
Yeah, you put money aside and it's
there. No. You give it back to the owners. The owners hold the money. Because they have to hit a certain revenue stream. And if they don't hit the revenue stream that the owners stipulate based off of the Canadian dollar and who makes the playoffs and who sells out, guess who pays the owners back? The players. Okay, so
what do you
just
want?
From that standpoint, you know that the league isn't making money. Okay, and this is all about money. Okay, it's all about money. Treatment is going to cost the NHL a lot of money if they lose that lawsuit.
And what's your end game? As we're talking to Daniel Carcillo, he's in studio. You're very passionate about this. What is a victory for you?
I apologize to everybody who's been overlooked in the past. This is from the NHL, a statement from the NHL. I apologize to anybody who's been overlooked in the past, okay? We cannot afford to go back and get you treatment, okay? But what we will do is make a commitment to anybody playing in the league tomorrow, tonight, that there will be a neurologist on hand at every game for every single team so that you're not getting diagnosed and treated by an orthopedic surgeon or by an athletic therapist. That's it. I go away. You know, like, I don't go away. I keep talking about mental health, and mental health is health, and I've been through it, and I keep advocating for proper care and treatment for traumatic brain injuries, but it's not on the level that I have to do it right now. This is a purpose. You know, and there's no, I don't get any kickbacks from the Plasticity Brain Center. I just get to lay my head on the pillow knowing that nobody else is, or that guys are getting help, and that they don't have to make nine keys for the same deadbolt like Steve Monitor had to do when I went to his house in Mississauga. You know, they get to enjoy their son because his son was born 4 days after he passed away.
Yeah,
it's not fair, and it pisses me off. You know, and that's why I get up every day. I have a business like you listed. I have a foundation. I'm about to have two more businesses in two different, in another state and another country. I'm doing very well business-wise. This is a passion.
How are you doing health-wise?
Oh, man. So I always thought in my head, I'm like, am I ever going to feel normal? You know, am I ever going to feel like I felt when I was 15 and my mom put me in the truck and drove me to Sarnia, Ontario before I started in the OHL. Am I ever going to feel like that? before all of these head hits and undiagnosed, untreated, you know, and I do. I mean, I created my business and my brand when I was injured.
Sure.
And my foundation. You know, that I had this treatment back in 2013, and then I had two more concussions that went undiagnosed and untreated in the league. And then I, you know, my symptoms kept getting worse and worse, and that's what happens with post-concussive symptoms. They only get worse until you get diagnosed and treated.
What would you say to the Blackhawks? Are you in contact with the Blackhawks? What's their role in all of this in your mind?
The Blackhawks?
Sure.
I mean, they're a team within the League of Denial. It's pretty self-explanatory. And they, you know, if the Blackhawks want to make a difference and if they care about Johnny Toews and about these guys, then they'll just go out and say, you know what, maybe we're going to go and hire a functional neurologist for next year without the consent of the league.
Do you think they care?
Do I think the Blackhawks care? I know that they care.
Okay.
I know there's a ton of guys in that front office that love me, that care about everybody. I've never been treated the way I've been treated when I came to the Blackhawks. I'll tell you that right now. You know, I'm not, this isn't about the Blackhawks.
No, I know.
You know, and this isn't about, this is about rules that get handed down from the NHL. And then let's talk about the NHLPA. You want to know who I'm really mad at?
Yeah.
Let's talk about Donald Fair. Let's talk about Matthew Schneider. Let's talk about Rob Zaminer. Let's talk about Steve Webb. What are you guys doing?
That's the leadership in charge of the NHLPA.
What are they doing?
What should they be doing?
Protecting us. That's why you pay a union to protect you against the entity that's the NHL. But I've had experience with them, you know. I mean, they're just no different from the NHL, you know, and they're a bunch of politicians and you can't trust them. You just can't. And so that's why guys call me now. Because I got no stake in any game. You know, I just want to see people get better, and that's it. And I don't want them to go through the same hell that I've been through and that I've been going through for the last 2.5 years, you know, longer than that. But now I know.
Before, now you know
why. I didn't know, you know, like, yeah, they never told us. I saw the same slideshow, bro, every single training camp about cocaine and the effect on my brain. The same one from the same doctors. Why couldn't they slip in a slideshow about head trauma? You know, like just even
cocaine,
one word.
Cocaine, probably not good for you.
Yeah, repetitive head traumas and taking a fist to the side of the head early on, 80% more likely if you've had three or more head traumas. If you've had three or more traumatic brain injuries, you are 80% more likely to get early onset Alzheimer's, dementia, and Parkinson's disease. That's all they had to say. Holy, whoa, wait a minute, what?
Right.
Well, maybe I should think about playing another year in the league and the owner's holding back 20% escrow and I'm in the highest tax bracket, 40%. I got to pay my agent 3%, my financial guy 2%. Like what you start being able to weigh if it's worth it.
Cost-benefit analysis.
And that's what you are. You're a 1099. You're an operator,
sure,
my friend. And if people don't like to think about it that way, I'm sorry. But that's the way a lot of guys think about it.
Do you think there's a settlement coming like it did in the NFL?
No, the league doesn't make any money. Look at the TV deal they have with NHL on NBC. It's laughable. So no, you know, and I'll be freely honest. The only reason I'm going to join this is because I want to keep putting pressure on them. Keep your money. And I'll say it right now. I've said it on Twitter. If I receive a penny, guess where it's going? To the Carrick Institute, the same place my brain is going when I die.
Was that a tough decision for you?
Not at all. Not at all. It has to. It's just the decision. They've saved my life twice now. It's just the decision that, you know, I had to make that, man. You have to. I'm an organ donor, too. The rest of my body will go, you know what I mean?
No, of course.
But, like, you have to. You got to further the research. You have to. And research is where it's at for these issues that not a lot of people know about, and not a lot of people know about it, you know?
It's an interesting thing because people would say the money, right?
But everybody says the money. The money's nothing. The money has nothing to do with it. Not with me, anyway. I mean,
right.
Some guys, I'll be dead honest with you, some guys that have been overlooked, they deserve the money.
Of course.
To get treatment. You know, but what I tell guys is to open up workers' comp cases, workers' compensation, because you're playing in a league of denial. And if you open up workers' compensation cases, then that team, which pays workers' compensation insurance, will be on the hook to cover your treatment until the league of denial ponies up and tells the truth, you know?
Yeah, Dan Carcillo with us in studio, former Hawk. You were telling me a little bit before we came on the air, like, what's coming? What should people get ready for? You're basically trying to, hey, we know there's no money here, but this is wrong. Your sport is denying science. Mm-hmm. You're killing your players.
Mm-hmm. Killing human beings.
People should care about this. What should we expect? What's coming from you in terms of videos, awareness, bringing this to the doorstep of Gary Bettman, et cetera?
I'm going to be filming myself. I might even live stream this. I haven't really decided. May 25th, I'm the only non-doctor speaking at the International Concussion Symposium in Orlando, Florida. I have a 30-minute speech, which will be, like anything else I do, very transparent and passionate. That week that I went down with Nick Boynton and Andrew Alberts to the Plasticity Brain Center, I brought the Players Tribune with me. So we're going to drop that video that's being edited right now 3 days before the Stanley Cup media final scrum so that media outlets will be forced to ask questions about it and guys will see it on social media. And you know, like there was a quote with JT Miller that he pulled up when he saw David Backes. He didn't see him, so he pulled up. You know, people say, well, what's going to stop concussions? Well, you're not going to stop concussions. It's a fast game. But what you can do is scare therapy, you know, and tell these guys about early onset dementia and educate them. Yeah, take a film crew, talk to family members, you know.
We're running out of time, Dan, but I want to ask you.
That was 30 minutes already?
We're approaching it. Okay. Oh, I can take it to 20. Oh, my bad. Okay, perfect. We got a couple more minutes.
Yeah,
they moved some spots.
So, yeah,
around.
The
my
Players
bad.
Tribune, and then I've been contacted by some good friends in LA to do a documentary on this. You know, a human interest piece. You know, so yeah, there's a lot coming down.
Here's the next and maybe last thing that I want to get into with you as a member of the media, and I was initially attracted to the story. I covered the CTE stuff in football for a long, long time. It's the most popular sport. But when you and Jeremy Roenick are going back against each other, and he is arguably top two, top three analyst in the sport, right? He's as visible as you could possibly be in these playoffs. Do you believe that the NHL is mandating some sort of cover-up or propaganda machine with their media to not talk about it? When you call them the League of Denial, do you believe?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have to believe it. I've seen evidence.
They have said to their media, yeah, deny this. Don't talk about concussions. Deny.
I'll tweet it out today with James Duthie. They talked about Colin Campbell. sent him an email, like, I think 20 minutes after TSN broadcast a hit and condemned the hit. And then Colin Campbell sends him an email. What the heck do you guys? So TSN should be NHL TSN. They should just, you know, they're funded by them.
Sure. And the email suggests.
The email suggests shut up and don't talk about head trauma, you know.
Because this is a massive scandal there.
This
right?
is all public. But this is why there's a lawsuit, man. And this is why this judge is deliberating for so long, whether to make a class action or not. There's real stuff that happened. Like this isn't, I'm not making this up. You know, follow Rick Westhead, you know, and he is just, he's got his finger on the pulse, man.
So you believe that not only they are denying science.
They knew. Of course they knew.
And they knew.
Of course. I've seen the emails. I've read the emails. They're public. Just, you know, go hashtag concussion lawsuit NHL. They'll all come up.
Okay. But that's a layer that I don't even believe the NFL had in their stuff, right? Because the NFL denied the science, and they didn't tell the players.
Nope.
But if you are extending it to media bodies to put that propaganda out there, that's another layer of scandal.
There's tons of emails, man. They're all public right now. I'm not. There's no misinformation here.
Okay. Well, so then, if money's not coming, what? I mean, I know you said awareness,
saving lives, awareness, saving lives.
And how many lives do you think have been cost by this? Have you quantified it?
Bob Probert, Jeff Parker, Steve Monitor, Rick Rippon, Derek Bugard. I mean, the list can go on and on. You know, those. And then there's a lot of other guys that died in silence, suffering, you know, that we don't even know their names. And I don't know their names. And they deserve, we deserve to know their names. If you don't know where you came from, how do you know where you're going? Even as a league, you know, like, take my name off the cup twice over. I don't care. I'm not proud of it.
Do you, regret playing hockey?
No, I don't regret playing hockey. I don't regret anything, because I was just about to say, it's given me the platform that I have now to impact not only the hockey guys' lives, but other people's lives, kids, you know, the mission. I'm enacting, or I'm putting in into place, I'm offering myself to help fundraise for the mission so that we can get diagnostics for these kids, proper diagnostics, not from Athletico, like proper diagnostics from a Carrick-trained doctor, Dr. George. You know, what's an $800 treatment is going to be $15. It's going to be made readily available to them, because that's what I'm about. It's about youth and kids. This isn't about me. It's not about, you know, it's about like my experience and just using this platform for the right reasons, man. I mean, you know, I could show you guys my cool cars and, you know, like, I'm about talking to the kids about how did I get there? How did you get there? Tell me how you got there.
You got one more segment?
Yes, sir.
All right. Dan Carcillo will do an update, and we'll be back. Any follow-up questions, you can text him in, 670-11. Former Hawk Dan Carcillo. He's doing absolutely fantastic work with his Chapter 5 Foundation. It's McNeil. All right. We got a few more minutes with former Hawk Dan Carcillo in studio. He's the founder of the Chapter 5 Foundation, which does remarkable work for players transitioning out of hockey and mental health and post-concussion and all the medical problems that come with that. It's tremendous stuff, and you can follow Dan on Twitter. This segment brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. If your dad or grad likes wings or sports, give them both with a B-Dubs gift card. Purchase worth $30 in-store or online and get a $5 bonus for yourself. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. Dan, if anyone was listening, they could hear your passion for this. How can they help? How can the average person listening right now help with your foundation, your cause, anything like that?
I think just follow me at CarBombBoom13 on Twitter, Daniel Carcillo13 on Instagram. I just post a lot of informational pictures on Instagram and engage fans and, you know, on Twitter, just responding to people that have questions. And I think just gaining a following for this type of thing. And like I said, I don't want everybody to get confused. I mean, this starts with the platform in the NHL and trying to change that, but it's also about kids, and it's also about people that have been in car accidents. 42% of traumatic brain injuries happen to people that fall. You know? And
wow.
So, and it's really, I've had like a huge spiritual awakening when I come back from that clinic, because a concussion, a traumatic brain injury, is ultimately a chemical imbalance in your brain. Well, what's depression? What's anxiety? You know, stuff that I've never had to deal with, and I've had to deal with it at 33 years old when I have two beautiful kids and a beautiful wife and a sick business, an amazing foundation. I'm secure. I have money in the bank, and I'm dealing with anxiety, depression, and suicidal thoughts for the first time ever in my life. I had to figure out why. And it was because all of these undiagnosed and untreated traumatic brain injuries that I sustained while I was playing in the NHL that I never got information or treatment from. And it really scared me. And I just need to bring this message to people that that are suffering from mental health. And I mean, this is Mental Health Awareness Month, and what better month to really, really hammer it. I mean, and everyone wants to say I started this a week ago. I started it March 1st when the Brian Gumbel special came out on HBO Real Sports.
Yeah.
With Steve Monador's dad and with Eric Lindros and, you know, and Ken Dryden. And so...
And then you were telling me during the break, and this is baffling, because you said, you know, there's no money. You don't expect to see money. You're not going to get that concussion settlement that the NFL got. And you said you want a neurologist on the sideline of every game for every team. What do they have now? Like, we were talking about it during the break, but I think this will kind of blow people's minds in terms of, like, we know CTE is real. We see the concussion tests all the time on the sideline in the NFL. So what protocols are in place right now in the NHL?
They have the same concussion baseline test that basically USA Hockey has. You know, I'll tell you from personal experience, and because I wasn't educated in the risks, I knew that as a professional athlete, some of the symptoms, you'd feel bogged down and foggy and slow. So you'd purposely fail that first baseline test at the beginning of the year. so that when, if or when you did get a traumatic brain injury, you'd be able to pass it. And a lot of, I know for a fact, I'd say 90% of the league does that. Because if you don't play, you don't get another contract, right? And if you're getting hit, like tonight, there's a Stanley Cup, the conference finals game. And if somebody receives a traumatic brain injury in that game, they will go down the tunnel and they will get seen by an athletic therapist who's really good at getting you back if your groin is pulled, you know? Or they might even see the orthopedic surgeon, you know, who's really skilled at replacing your ACL. I want to be seen by a professional. And I believe that I know that the human beings who are the best hockey players in the world deserve to be seen by a neurologist, a functional neurologist, a neurologist, or a chiropractic neurologist. Pick one of the three, NHL, and just pay them, put them on your payroll, you know?
And so when you say that you would fail the tests, the baseline test ahead of time, and 90% in your estimation do, no one, I think, is listening to you and would deny that the league should do more and all of that. But when it comes to personal responsibility,
mm-hmm.
how much of it do you take on yourself and on the players?
A lot. A lot. You know, so I get this question a lot, right, in Twitter and Instagram. And, dude, I practice extreme ownership. And yes, there's ownership on myself to do the research, right?
Yep.
But when you play in a $4 billion a year league, when you're having two surgeries after every season, you just believe that you are in the best care possible because we go to the best hospitals and we get seen by the best doctors who are geniuses. So you just believe that and you believe anything they tell you, because I'll tell you right now, man, if you start asking questions, you're going to get pushed out. Why am I the only guy? The only guy saying this right now. I'll tell you why. Because I'm not employed by the NHL right now. And nobody can do anything to me. I have my own brand. I have my own business. I have my own foundation. Like, there's just, I'm not walking on eggshells anymore. Because if you say something, you know, a lot of these guys are analysts and they can't, you know, they can't speak their truth, which sucks.
Does. Oh, and that's why that
man,
media,
that sucks.
The media cover-up allegation is a pretty bombastic one, but I believe you. And then you don't
have to believe me, just go and look. Yeah, I told you, hashtag concussion lawsuit and it'll be right there, man.
And then you would think that the Players Association would want you.
Yeah, dude.
So what's my disconnect there? Why would the Players Association?
So I'll tell
not-
you a story about the Players Association, okay? And Rob Zamner and Donald Fair, okay? And
yeah.
Matthew Schneider, okay? When I started Chapter 5 Foundation, they called me. They called me 7 months or 8 months into my foundation work. And they wanted to meet with me. And I said, okay, great. I'll meet with you guys. Let's see how we can help each other, because I knew that they were doing something to put a program in place for transition for active players, because that's when you should capitalize on it, right? When you have the jersey on your back. A lot harder to do it when you don't. So I said, wonderful. I'd love to come down, talk to you guys. Haven't heard from you in 7 months. I don't trust you. Sign my NDA, which I sent to them on the Monday. I was going to meet them on the Friday. I booked a flight using foundation money, which I gave up the second Stanley Cup I won in 2015. I kept the cup here. I didn't bring it to my hometown, which is very unlikely for most guys to do. And I went around and I fundraised and I donated my whole day. And that's how I created funds to start Chapter 5. And so I got an email Thursday night at 11 p.m. from Rob Zamner. Still have the email saying, sorry, we couldn't get the NDA in front of a lawyer. If you don't want to come, we understand. Sorry, Rob. You don't understand, because I donated my Stanley Cup day to raise funds for this, and I'm not going to waste funds on a flight that isn't going to happen. So you know what? I don't need you to sign my NDA. And you know what? I don't believe you, because I know there's 8 lawyers that are employed at the NHLPA offices in Toronto, right? Every day. Okay? So I'll still come and I'll listen. I walked in. Guess who the first 2 suits I saw? When I walked into that office, 2 lawyers.
Yeah.
Guess who the other suit was? Rob Zamner sitting down. And then another suit who was doing the the new program, right? And these guys sit down. I looked at Rob. I said, didn't have time to read my 2-page NDA, huh? A mutual agreement that says you can't take my ideas and I can't take yours. So right off the bat, I knew that they were dishonest. So I just shut up and I listened. And the first question out of Rob Zamner's mouth wasn't about Chapter 5 and wasn't about the Breakthrough Program, but about the first Monday that Rhett Warner started in Calgary in Steve's name. There's been two foundations spawn in Steve's name. And the first Monday is about getting these guys business skills, resume building, reading a P&L, all of that stuff from business professionals, which is amazing, which is something that I want online to make it readily available for anybody.
But it's not what you're there to talk about.
No. And right. So I realized right away what this meeting was about. Control, 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 which is all the NHL is about, okay? And the NHLPA. They wanted to know what was going on with Chapter 5, you know? And I didn't give them anything. Not a godforsaken thing. You know, and that's how the NHLPA, that is how the NHLPA and Rob Zamner and Donald Fair treat ex-players, plain and simple. And that is why I will never, ever work for the NHLPA or the NHL for that matter. I'm my own boss now. And I mean, man, the power that you take back when you're able to just stand on your own and say all of this stuff, wow, you know? And
yeah,
I'm saying
I can
it for
see
a lot
that you
of
enjoy
guys.
It.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you were telling me during the break you can't even really decide who you're most mad at.
No, I don't know where this lies, but I, you know, it's NHL. It's got to start there. You know, they control everything. They pay for everything, right?
Yeah.
You know, so it has to start there. But yeah, I mean, crazy,
Listen, man, it's powerful stuff, and I think everybody hears your passion, and obviously very sorry for...
Phone is blowing up.
What you're going through, I'm sure. The League of Denial, he's calling it, with the NHLPA, the NHL, Gary Bettman, the head of the league.
Oh, yeah, the NHL is the League of Denial, and the NHLPA is the Union of Compliance.
You can follow him on Twitter at CarBombBoom13, and it is the Chapter 5 Foundation. Dan, I think we'll probably be in touch as this story continues to develop. Thank you very much for your time and your candor today.
I appreciate you having me on, brother.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.